Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is 7:40. We check in with Mike Max this morning on WCCO Talk and Sports. Good morning, Maxie.
Hello, David.
Boy, I see the Wild, after their loss to Montreal, had a players-only meeting.
Yeah, it's a little early in the season for a players-only meeting. That they're not common, but that means usually you're in crisis mode. And many times it means we have to figure this out because Bruce Boudreau can only change the line so much. You can only change the approach and the strategy so many times. And they were awful last night. They got shut out by Montreal 4-0. They had a terrible road trip. They won one game at Ottawa, which is their only win of the season. And there's no, it couldn't work out any worse in a lot of respects because if you're going to lose late in the year, the ISA, because if you win early in the year, at least you get your fan base built up and they'll buy tickets going forward. Not only have they lost, but they've been losing on the road. And so eventually when they get all their home games, they might be out of it. And that's not where you want to be. And obviously this franchise has not experienced that much. At minimum, very competitive. And when they have a good year, they may have made some nice runs and had some nice streaks. But we talk about this all the time. I just don't see... they're healthy too. It's not like you can say, well, as soon as we get the injured players back, sometimes that's a great crutch for, as you know, Dave, for coaches and teams. Well, wait till we get so-and-so back. Wait till we get so-and-so. But they got so-and-so back. They got Matt Dumba back from injury from last year. Mikko Koivu back from injury last year. They signed Zuccarello. So they've got some people they didn't even have at the end of last year, and they can't produce. They can't score goals. They look slow, all those things. So I don't know what happens next, but you get through October and you're sitting like they are right now, and there's going to be changes. I mean, I don't know. Trade deadline's a long ways away, but there's no way that Billy Guerin's going to just sit here and sit pat and say, okay, this is okay. I mean, you got to start moving pieces and doing things. But in terms of from within, organically, I mean, it's not like you're going to call guys up from Des Moines and get better. They are what they are, and that's scary right now.
Derek Shelton, you think he'll be the Pirates' next manager, the Twins bench coach?
Yeah, he could be. He's got enough experience that he's ready to get a shot. He worked both with Paul Molitor and Rocco Baldelli here, and that's pretty good experience to sit on that bench for a long time. And if you look at the number of openings, of course, Madden, when he goes to the Angels, that kind of people thought that would happen, and that kind of settled that, and then that moves the dominoes around throughout. So I don't know what his competition is for that job, but he's done this long enough. He's ready to take a shot at it. He's thought the game through. He's had all those meetings you have to have where talking about the right things, and he's ready to make that jump. So I hope he gets that.
What a weekend over at the new soccer stadium in St. Paul. You've got the Tommy Johnny game, which is sold out months ago, and then you have the playoffs right after that on Sunday night.
Sold out, too. Yeah, I mean, that's just unbelievable, man, to walk down that tomorrow. If you're, it'd be kind of fun just to park a little ways away and walk that midway area with the leagues turning and everything else, take that in and enjoy it. And, it's going to be a perfect day tomorrow for that. It's going to be so fun and intriguing to see football played there, to start it with the Tommies and the Johnnies. And, of course, an important game, too. Both teams have won in the conference. It's early, but they're unbeaten. And, it could be a conference championship game. You don't know tomorrow. And then you add to it everything else, all the other elements that go with it. And it's that's cool. And then you come back and Sunday, obviously concerns about the field and everything else. But, I guess what you're going to think about is that I don't know if the Minnesota United, the Galaxy are, a decent team, but beatable. That's why you get home field. If you win, you play right away again on Thursday. And, I haven't even thought about that part of it, the United winning, because you've just been so kind of enamored with them playing a playoff game at home.
Yeah, it's really cool to watch. It'll be fun out there on Sunday night for sure, and certainly tomorrow. Maxie, do we have an Old Dutch High School Athlete of the Week?
We do. It's funny you should ask. His name is Craig Orlando. He had 5 touchdowns for Burndale High School and a 52-6 win over Ortondale. He's a two-time state wrestling champ, and he's going to go to the University of North Dakota, your alma mater, Dave, to play football next year. So he's a big, strong kid from Burndale with a lot of legs left in him.
How about Verndale getting their 400th win? Coach getting his 400th win over there.
That's unbelievable. I mean, 400. I just saw the milestones David Giles put out the other day for 100 wins. John Hanks got it from Benilde St. Margaret's, and it seems like he's been there for a long time, and he's got 100, right?
Yeah.
And then
well, Mike Malin's topping the state, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, how long you have to coach when you do the math on that. If you win 10 games a year, figure that out. How many years do you got to coach, you know? Think about that. In 40 years, you have to coach to get this. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Well, Mike and the Verndale folks deserve – you and I should drive up with a big box of creamy chive and onion chips for them from Old
Absolutely.
Dutch. Absolutely. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, this one does. This is chive and onion stuff when you get to that 400 milestone.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And probably a party pack, I would think, too, a couple party packs, because this is a number that's befitting of a plethora of chips. And I'll say it, the cheese puffs, too.
Go ahead. And you know what else I'd bring? I say, yeah. Now for the next 400, Mike, we're going to start you off with the brand-new spindles that they make at Old Dutch.
Yeah, it might be a little fancy for them, but yes, the spindles right away. Like I said, Mike Lynch calls them fancy pretzels, but they're excellent. And we said it before, cautionary. I don't want to get blamed for this stuff. While you're driving, don't start eating them.
No,
okay? Because you can be distracted, and by the time you get done, you wonder what happened to the bag.
I wonder, Maxie, how many Old Dutch products will be sitting out at Allianz Field tomorrow out in the parking lot?
Are you kidding me?
You know what it'll be? And I'm just making this up, and I hope other teams go with it. It'll be Old Dutch Nation.
Old Dutch Nation. Perfect. And then they can all put the bags on their head and sing the Old Dutch song. Remember, we saw that breakout at, where was, I don't recall now, but remember that tailgate party, and all of a sudden everybody put it on, the Old Dutch, and everybody was in unison. It was so cool. That was before we had videos and all our cameras, otherwise we would have taken one for sure.
Well, you were like the music man. You kind of led the charge on that, and I sat in back and kind of helped the back row figure that thing out.
I just got up and kind of directed, you know. That's fun, though. Those organic moments that come from Old Dutch.
It's all organic, and when you were standing there with that Dutch Gourmet sea salt bag on your head, that was quite a sight.
Yeah, and then everybody looked, and then they all got it, you know, as soon as they saw it. And I said, hey, everybody now. And then we sang the song, you know.
Well, the whole back row had the Dutch Crunch original bags on their head, and then the next row had the Onion Blossom Ripple Chip bag on their head. Yeah, I mean, it was just, but when the bases suddenly put on the triple pack box on their head, that was a little over the top, I thought.
It was. They couldn't see us, but they could hear us, and they started to hum right along. It was really cool. And then I just had Restaurante chips because that was my favorite, of course, at that time. Changes from year to year. But, that was a sight. And I wish, you know, sometime we'll do that again. And maybe not Allianz tomorrow, but we'll do it again.
Oh, yeah. When we have our enchipment proceedings, we can, have the chips out there.
Proceedings, then we get the band to play it right before the game. It's really fun stuff.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, when Mike and I are out there with you folks, we get a little chippy. So I just heads up.
We get a little chippy up. And if you have something underneath it.
That's right. All right, Maxie, I'll watch for you on TV. I'll see you at the game tomorrow, and I'll look for your you got no high school football tonight, do we?
No, yeah, we'll be on radio tonight as well talking
about school. Yeah, 6:30 tonight. Thanks, Maxie.
Thanks, Dave.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.